Conor, congratulations. We're not happy campers from Donegal, obviously, but for you guys, it was comprehensive in the end, Conor.
It probably turned out that way, but it certainly it wasn't an easy game to play in. I think we were maybe a point or two down at one stage in the first half, playing with that strong breeze, and Donegal probably played the better football in the first half. Probably on the flip side of that, we probably played the better football in the second half. Managed to get the goal early on, which was a big score at the start of the second half, and just sort of settled us down a wee bit, you know. But it was a tough game, and look at us, probably we're well aware that Donegal are missing a few key personnel there, the two McHughes and Owen McNeilis and Neil McGee and a couple of others. So, you know, we'll not read too much into it, but from our point of view, I suppose, it's just about getting 2 points on the board, you know.
Conor, you weren't playing early in the year. There was a question of maybe a hip injury or something, but you're there for 70 minutes today and you kicked some capital scores in the first half. Are you back 100%? You look as if you are.
Well, I probably know more about it tomorrow maybe when I'm trying to hobble out of bed, but no, it's just a bit managing the hip injury, and I suppose it's a common theme in the GAA at the minute with lads with hip injuries and things like that. So I'm certainly not the only one carrying it, but it's just a matter of managing it as best you can, and I've Malachy and the boys worked with me, you know, on that at the start of the year and give me a chance just to get it right and slowly ease me way back to full fitness, and thankfully got through the full game.
It looks like, Conor, year on year that your performance in Division 1 is really maturing this year. Four victories and safe, you know, after three performances, it has to give you, you know, that step is no doubt the championship. Can you turn that form from the league into championship form?
Look, I suppose that's the big question that's hanging over us. We probably had a decent league campaign last year, and you know, there was a lot of people and a lot of pundits clapping us on the back and whatnot, and ultimately we had a poor championship last year, you know. So that's the challenge that faces us. We're well aware that we're going into Oma as underdogs, going to play Tyrone in the first round of the championship, and that isn't going to be easy. So that's going to be something we'll have to work very hard towards over the next 6 or 7 weeks, you know.
Conor, before letting you go, because it's pretty cold up here, even the press box, the distinction I thought between the sides today was the maturity of the Monaghan side. You've got a lot of mature players out there, and the one thing you seem to have retained, or maybe regained, is your competitive spirit.
Yeah, well, I suppose, look at that, that comes with experience, and you probably look at the age profile of our team. You know, we have a lot of guys in that, you know, 27, 28, 29, 30 bracket, you know, that have been around and played a lot of tough championship games and played a lot of Division 1 league football and things like that. So we have boys there that have been involved in tough games, and probably just gives them that wee bit of experience. Whereas, you know, that Donegal side today, there's a lot of young lads and a lot of new faces there. And in a year or two's time, that'll stand to them as well. And I'm sure they'll be back from this, and, you know, they'll have a good run in the Ulster Championship, no doubt.